Dumbass. Dumbass. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is great on live morning TV from the Cannes Film Festival.
From Cannes.
There's Jerry Seinfeld and listen to very funny Chris Rock on morning TV.
The laugh of a child is the ultimate laugh.
It really is.
So this is why it's really fun for me working on this.
And Chris, for you to be working with Jerry Seinfeld.
The laugh of a drunk child is the best laugh I could experience.
It's the easiest to get.
Oh, yeah. It's great. You give a kid a little drunk. Sip of
drunken
beer.
Child.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
It's Don and Mike Show. Oh, no.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stinky McStink Face.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Yeah.
Way over the line, guys.
Guys.
The Don and Mike Show.
Guys.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Hi, I'm Alan Carter, TV's police chief Axelrod.
Well, hi, everybody.
Sword fight!
Sword fight!
Sword fight!
Sword fight!
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Thank you!
The show is great.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Man cows, love you. Love your show.
Right.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy. I'm glad you're not one of those liberals, you know, that's polluting the airwaves with all that terrible stuff. And I sure hope you'll join my FFFFF society for a responsible DJ-dom.
We got more stuff from that guy's site. John, what are these stupid rules?
I believe that is what he uses for his show, just the rules and regulations. Little jive, though.
Code of conduct.
Right. The commandments.
Ah.
Thank you. Man-cow's commandments. Thou shalt never endanger listeners. Racism's always a dumb idea. Contests must be straightforward. Have a delay button. When in doubt, use it. Don't diss someone's religion. Don't let anyone curse in your studio, ever. Instruct guests on your radio standards so they don't get you in trouble. Do good.
A long, long time ago, a playmate turned into a hoe.
This is Eric doing good.
She married an old man for his dough.
Eric Mueller.
Spent God. Her whole.
We're ripping him off right now. This is such a great parody song. We're ripping it off and playing
so
it.
So bye-bye, this time you got too high. Used to be a supermodel.
Not only timely. Man, let me think about what makes this so great.
Don, I would say scary great.
Well, first off, the song's as current as my underpants.
Mm-hmm. Had a baby, lost her son, and died.
And Anna Nicole died, what, 2 months ago?
2 months ago. And this was this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played this on his show this morning. Timely as today's headlines.
Hey, it's rolling now.
Drug-induced reality show and dead at 39 years old.
Death always funny for a morning show.
Hey, Don?
Yes, man, Cal.
I just want to say that, making fun of somebody's death, is not against my standards. You know, as long as there's no racism and no one's life is endangered, of course, other than the aforementioned celebrity who died.
You'll note that whole song goes, he never disses religion.
Right.
Your commandments.
Right.
My commandments.
Slightly differ from your Foundation for Responsible Radio.
Hold on, liberal. Hold on, liberal. You know, you be Ginger, I'll be Fred. We'll just dance around this if you want.
Yeah. Listen to this on this guy's website. We are in the early stages of my battle against irresponsible radio. You want a battle against irresponsible radio?
We all adored Anna.
I think you had a handle on it about 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, send your minions out there for that little skirmish.
Okay, we're on the early stages of this battle against irresponsible radio. Please check back to this site soon for information on how you, capital letters, can help rid the airwaves of ugly and dangerous behavior.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a motivation there that I haven't been doing as well as I used to, and I'm thinking that perhaps I can expand my piddly little empire just a little further if we can eliminate some other radio personalities from the airwaves.
Right.
That's really my my prime agenda. There you have it.
Hey, Eric, it's me, your producer. Guess what?
Yes.
Opie and Anthony are in trouble.
Oh, man, see if you can get me on Hannity and Combs, will you? Mm-hmm. I'll call them liberals, and I'll endear myself to Hannity and get Combs to, make his piddly little defense. And I like the word piddly, incidentally. I really like that.
Nancy Grace has called again. Do you feel like doing your eighth appearance about the IMUS situation?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime that I can get on any kind of television, please make sure I'll go on there. I'll step on his neck, too, to further my own career.
Mm-hmm. Bill O'Reilly wants to know if you'll swallow.
Absolutely. And I'll pucker up, and I'll smooch as well. Yes, sirree. Where are my hypocritical commandments? The man cow commandments.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you, producer, can I ask you one question here?
Yes.
Am I starting to sound a little bit more like Rush? That's my ultimate goal. I want to get out of this shock jockery and just make the full transition. Several people have told me, like in the higher-ups of some of the major broadcast corporations, that I don't have the smarts to do that kind of radio. Oh, woe is me. They'll disagree when I go on a few more of those shows. Get me Chris Matthews on the line.
And incidentally, Eric, you'll be taken a lot more seriously as someone who's fighting for the rights of all that's good if you don't have a stupid name that sounds like you're a Saturday morning character. Man cow.
Well, I think you're way out of line there, Donaldo. I really do. I think that's completely out of line. And that's why I'm going to be going on another television show as soon as I can find one. Get me Keith Olbermann on the phone.
Tatas and hair of gold. I never had a chance because I wasn't old.
What do you mean Bill Maher thinks I'm a dumbass?
I fantasize.
And this is the guy that's lecturing our industry.
Right.
You mean to tell me in 2 weeks we haven't gotten one single report on another disc jockey? How am I supposed to fuel this thing, producer? For the love of God, this is the way I'm furthering my own radio career. Give me a break, please.
Eric, it's been pointed out that you, in fact, were rude and insensitive and mean to quite a few callers on your own show today.
Yes, but you'll notice when I did that, I said, I should be saying, or I'm not going to say.
Right.
And if I preface, let me see if I've got this straight. If I preface what I'm going to say by saying, I shouldn't say this, then it negates the whole thing.
Right.
That's the man-cow rule.
What was it like being the mosquito in the film?
It was very,
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
Chris
sorry.
Rock. Now, nothing racial.
Florida Matthew,
Mad
hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, I just want to say, Mad Cow, love you, love your show.
Thanks for listening to us on Man Talk.
But I have a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
I think you are a Republican jerk, and I think it's funny that your wife gets rubbed up by the TSA man because it's the only physical contact that she enjoys.
Well, actually, she doesn't enjoy it, and I'm not a Republican. So you're wrong, and you're wrong, and you're wrong, and you're more wrong. And I could take the easy route like you just did. I could talk about your voice, and it sounds like you need to grow a set, and you sound like you're caught between masculinity and femininity, that you sound like a feminized, pablum puker. You sound weak to me.
Right.
But I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that, and that negates the whole thing.
That's right. Innocent.
And then I don't violate one of my man-cow commandments.
Conscience clear.
I'm an incredible, superlative dumbass.
The commandments.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
The dim commandment.
Man, oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. And remember, you can't spell man cow without Mo. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. What's up?
I was just looking at your guys' website.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your guys' is a disqualification.
Guys's.
Oh,
sorry.
Terribly sorry.
We'll never know
sorry,
what you
that's
thought.
That's as bad as whatnot.
Your guys' is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I'm thinking of reporting man cow to the FAA. Beep, beep.
That was the Roadrunner checking in. Hey, Roadrunner, report me to the FAA.
That guy thinks he's funny. That guy calls a lot.
Yeah.
You're not funny.
Which guy are you talking about?
That guy.
Hey, are you demeaning him?
No, I just got a heads up from the back. That guy calls a lot, right?
He does. His name is, he posts on the website as Freebird.
Freebird.
Hey, right. Now easy does it, fellas. Easy does it. You don't want to demean the guy. I mean, really, that's one of my rules. That's one of my commandments. If you're really going to sit there, just because the guy calls with something that's questionably funny, and all right, albeit not funny at all, you're going to sit here and just run him through the shredder, and I just don't think that's the proper kind of radio, and I really don't believe in that.
I saw the hand go up from the back of the room that indicates this guy has called like 8,000 times and thinks he's funny.
Yeah, Well, you know, if you're going to sit here and make your hay, you know, off the back of him, I think that's completely. Now, I could say that guy, you know, the best part of him ran down you-know-what.
You could.
You could, but.
But I'm not going to.
Good for you.
Not at all. And I could say that he's from a northern portion of California with a Scandinavian name.
Hey,
but I'm not going to do that.
You won't, no. Hey, Don and Mike show. What's happening?
Hey, I got to take exception. He doesn't sound like Rush Limbaugh. He sounds exactly like Tom Arnold.
There is a little Tom Arnold there. There's a little bit of Tom Arnold. That manic kind of delivery.
Coked up Tom Arnold?
Yeah.
Twitchy. You know, have we discussed Tom Arnold recently? That
not enough.
That I still wonder about that guy because I've got to assume at this point he's clean, right?
I
mean, at some point we all...
In what way are you talking?
not like in his genitals or in his personal day-to-day health care.
In his bad place?
No, I'm talking about like not doing drugs.
Not doing drugs anymore.
Why does he still appear to be coked up every time he's on TV?
I think that might be his act. I think that's his little, you know, nervous, shifty, I'm looking around guy. Might be the way he deals. I mean, on every show you've ever seen him on, that's the way he behaves.
Hold on. Here's coke expert Rob Spiewak.
Hey! I only smoke grass, and a lot of it. A lot of people will tell you pot is a gateway drug, but I'm quite happy with all of my marijuana cigarettes.
Gatekeeper Rob Spiewak.
But the greatest Tom Arnold moment, and he was horribly twitchy, was when Arnold was elected governor, and he announced his candidacy, and everyone was scrambling to get experts, and CNN got Tom Arnold because he had made that movie with him, True Lies, I guess.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting there saying, "I don't know, but I think he's going to be a great governor if he gets elected."
Now he's not on that Best Damn Sports Show anymore, right?
Mike, he's a standalone celebrity now.
Yeah, fantastic. McHale's Navy.
Very T.A. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
the stupids.
I've got the whole thing planned out. I think it's contrived.
You win. I'm not going to win that game because you've seen them, which amazes me. You've seen a lot of those.
Hold on. I have not seen them. I am simply aware of the stupids.
You've seen that. Now, be honest. Stupids. You've seen Tom Arnold movies and a lot of them, a lot more than I have.
Have you seen
the stupids? You have seen the stupids.
I've seen enough that I know he wears a barbershop quartet hat in it. Uh-huh. But
the stupids.
I would cop to you if I'd seen Tom Arnold's movies.
Like, you would.
I cop to you about that. How do you think I know all the Pauly Shore movies?
Yeah, you've seen those.
Right. I've not. Actually.
Can you name two more Tom Arnold movies?
I was just going to say, I believe.
Now, we had True Lies, right?
I'm out after the stupids.
True Lies, he was in with Arnold.
I have one.
Wasn't there one where he was a bully or somebody was bullying him?
That's another one, Big Bully. But isn't he in Christmas with the Cranks?
Is he in that one?
I think he is.
I didn't take that one in, unfortunately.
But I read about it.
Christmas with the Cranks.
In the newsletter.
That's Dan Aykroyd, too,
yeah,
right?
And the hermaphrodite.
Jamie Lee.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis. Please, for all of you guys out there who are still clinging to that image from 25 years ago of Trading Places.
Trading Places where she's got that scene in front of the mirror.
Please, take a good look at her right now and think about this. She's got men's genitals.
That's a legend.
I asked her father on the show, Mike.
I remember.
And he didn't deny it.
He didn't confirm it either.
Well, now
he's gone now, isn't he? Is Tony gone?
Tony Curtis?
He's alive.
He's barely hanging on, though, right?
You're a father, Mike. Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. If you were on a radio show and some guy said, "Hey, I think your daughter's got a D&B, D&Bs, would you just laugh it off?
No, I'd actually get a plane ticket to come to the studio.
Right. And did Tony Curtis ever show up to knock our blocks off?
You're right, he didn't.
He didn't?
No, he didn't do that at all.
Yeah. Big, strong Tony Curtis.
He's strong, yeah, come in and kick our ass.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Pretty good, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Great. This is Corey out of Vegas. Mancow is a waste of airwave space. You know, he's just vomit on the radio. I thank God for every day for outstanding gentlemen like you
who are just great. We are bile on the radio. We are not vomit on the radio. We are bile on the radio.
We're bile. Much easier to tolerate.
You got that music there, Robbie?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, good.
He loved the show.
Get the music set. We don't need to talk about any of this stuff, do we? That Melinda lost. Ike Turner's arrest was a mistake. Oh, Bruce Willis has a hot girlfriend. We must put her picture on our website today.
Mm-hmm.
On DonandMikeWebsite.com. Oh, boy.
That's not right.
Check her out, Mike. Check that out.
Check
out Carla. Carla. Or whatever her name might be.
Carla Willis.
Carla Willis O'Mara.
Now, what's the age difference there? I always like to know these statistics.
She is only 5 years older than Bruce Willis's oldest daughter.
Rumor or scout?
She's 23, and he's 49.
Oh, okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Something
always
like that.
Makes me feel
he's
a little
older
better.
Than that. He's older than 49.
Wow. He's older than 49?
Oh, well, that's just sick.
Farrah Fawcett's bottom cancer is back, so that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Very sad.
And Bo Diddley had a stroke.
What are some of his hits? I don't even know them off the top of my head.
Me either.
Willie and the Hand Jive.
There's a song called Bo Diddley. There's a song called I'm a Man.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I'm out. I don't know any other ones. I'm trying to think. No. I thought, who did, Fats Domino did Blueberry Hill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I found my thrill down at Blueberry Hill.
So, yeah, I thought that was, I always get those guys
saying you don't know.
Why is Bo Diddley so well thought of then if we can't think of one goddamn thing he did?
More of a rock and roll pioneer, and also you know him from the Bo Nose commercials a thousand years ago.
Yeah, but I know him because of Bo Jackson, not
but
I mean,
did he have one unbelievable, incredible killer smash?
You would know him from his hand jive type beat on most of his records. Right. Dun, dun, dun.
But he
dun,
doesn't dun, have dun, a distinctive, dun. Like Chuck Berry would have, like Sweet Little 16.
No, I mean, there's no big
Sweet
hit, I don't
Little
think.
16.
I don't think there's a real, like, a chart.
Oh, excuse me. The definitive Chuck Berry, My Ding-a-Ling.
Oh, man.
My Ding-a-Ling.
And, of course,
My Ding-a-Ling.
Hello, Johnny B. Good.
Want to play with my ding-a-ling.
When I was... And I love the way he sang that.
You must be playing with your own ding-a-ling.
And then... the whole crowd. You ever see that documentary with Chuck Berry where he goes back to the old,
oh,
I think
great.
It's St. Louis Theater or something like that. Was it St. Louis?
I don't know if I'd seen it or not.
He jams with Keith Richards.
Keith Richards yells at him.
Right.
Because he's not playing it right. Bo Diddley has had one top 40 hit in 1959 called Say Man.
Okay, Bo Diddley.
Topped off at number 20.
Let's clear the lines, Mike.
Turns out none of us really know Diddley.
Bo Diddley.
Let's clear the lines. He was. Let's clear the lines and see if we can give away $200 American.
Yeah. All right, very good.
And don't we have like a Visa gift card or something?
Ooh.
Yeah, we do. We're going to put 10 minutes up on the clock.
Oh, no.
But, Mike.
Yes?
The game is back in good hands.
Ah, wonderful.
We've taken it out of the incapable hands of the insufferable and apparently unable to laugh producer of our show, John Norman. Right?
The word humorless in the dictionary has Johnny's picture next to it.
We're going back to the original.
Yes.
Make us laugh.
Very good.
You and me.
That'll motivate people.
One half of a brain with each guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 10-minute segment on the show. We take live on-screen calls.
Yes, we do.
877-365-3636. It can be a joke. It could be a story. It could be a tale. It could be a statement.
A nice tale.
If you make us laugh.
Nice piece of tale.
See? There you go. Winner.
I just made myself laugh.
Winner. Make us laugh, and you're going to win cash and the Visa. Where's the thing?
Visa gift card, I think. Those are nice.
I've got it where?
Right there. In plastic?
A lot of places take those.
In plastic?
Turn it over.
Turn it over.
And what do you have?
Crazy. You know what? You are multitasking here.
That's funny.
Huey Lewis tickets on this side.
Inside.
Visa on this side.
Kooky Crazy Coffee is a copyrighted feature.
Congratulations. You've won a $300 Visa gift card, plus a copy of Funny Money, starring Chevy Chase.
Funny Money!
Now available on DVD.
It's great.
We'll play for that and $200 in cash.
Wow. Funny Money!
All you got to do is make us laugh.
Good luck.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.